Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the opening ceremony. We'll be covering these events in sequential order with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is soccer, or as it's known around the world, football. Let's break it down. Soccer will take place a couple days before the Olympics, on July 24th and ending on August 10th, with this being one of the first events planned. Matches will take place throughout the day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. EST, with the men's tournament finishing on Friday, August 9th, and the women's finishing on the 10th. These matches will be played in many different stadiums across France, but the most notable is the gold medal match for both men's and women's will be at the Princess Park Stadium in Paris. There will be two medals for this event, one for men's and one for women's, and there will be 504 athletes competing in these events from 23 different nations. So Zach, can you give me some background on this sport? What's the history of it, and how exactly does this sport work?
Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, with over 3.5 billion fans across the world. While men's soccer has been a part of the Olympics officially since the 1908 Olympic Games, the women's game was only recently added in 1996. Because the FIFA World Cup has taken over as the men's premier soccer competition, the Olympics wanted to differentiate themselves. And so, for the men's competition, players are restricted to only those that are 23 years of age or younger. Teams may have up to 3 players over that age. There is no restriction for the women's sport. The game is played the same as any other soccer match. Two teams of 11 players try to score in the opposing team's net without using their hands. The game is played over two 45-minute halves with injury time added at the end of each half.
Great. Thank you, Zach. What does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
16 teams qualify for the men's tournament, and 12 teams qualify for the women's tournament. The men's group will have 4 pots of 4 teams, and the women's will have 3 pots of 4 teams. There will first be group matches played in the opening rounds, the top 8 teams moving on to the knockout round. The final 2 teams will play in a gold medal match.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect this year?
For the men's, Brazil won in 2016 and 2020. However, they did not qualify for the tournament. For women's, Germany won in 2016 and Canada won in 2020. For men's, while Europe used to dominate the competition, they haven't won a gold since 1992. Since then, Latin America and African teams have brought home gold. For men's, France, Argentina, and Spain are this year's favorites. Morocco is a dark horse pick. For women's, the USA has historically dominated the competition, but has since had poor showings at both the Olympics and Women's World Cup. I think this is a testament to how strong the women's game has grown across the world. The favorites for this year, however, are USA, as well as the current World Cup winners Spain and the hosts France. Potential dark horse pick would be Japan.
All right, and what do you think of the sport, and will you be watching it this year?
Yeah, soccer is my favorite sport. I watch it all the time. World Cup, Premier League, La Liga. I'll definitely be watching it at the Olympics. I think it'll be interesting to watch some of the new talent, especially with Argentina. There's a lot of good players there. I think it's a lot interesting, especially, you know, coming off the Euro Cup, Copa America, where you see those players play, but now you're going to see some new up-and-comers just trying to make a name for themselves. So for the men's, it'll be interesting. For the women's, it'll also be interesting because it's coming right after the Women's World Cup. We'll see if some teams that have had disappointing cup will be able to redeem themselves. Those that have had a good World Cup will be able to carry on their momentum. I think there's a lot of good storyline for the women's to watch out for as well. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a very big fan of this sport. I watch Premier League and World Cup, all that. So I think it's a great game to be watching at the Olympics. A lot of passion from players and fans when it's, countries against other countries. I'll definitely be watching for some of my favorite players from those other leagues and seeing how they perform for their country. And I'm definitely interested to see how the USA women's team performs this year at the Olympics. Coming from a bit of a disappointment in the World Cup. Now, who would you say is your pick to take home the gold in these events?
For gold, for men's, Argentina, for women's, Spain. What about you?
For men's, bit of an outlier, I'm going with Paraguay. And then for the women's, hoping Team USA. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.